March 16th, 2015. Welcome to our Freedom Formula coaching call. So we can actually go around and feel free to share anything you'd like to celebrate, as well as raise your hand and ask a question for clarification, or any question that you've kind of got that might be related to what you've just learned in terms of the main thing that you're working on right now should be your questions list that you're going to ask people when you're doing the free consult, as well as your mini stories. So if you need any clarification on how the questions work or how the mini stories work, definitely raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial pad. And if you have anything that you can celebrate with us, then you can press 1 on the dial pad as well. That'll raise your hand on my dashboard, and I'll come around and unmute. I don't see any hands raised yet, so I'll just start giving the updates. I'm going to be sending out access to a spreadsheet on Google Docs, and this is going to be our contact sheet for the group. So in the contact sheet, your name and your email is in there. What I'd like you to do is input your phone number, and I've put you in small tribes of 3 generally. And so you've got 2 other people to check in with twice a week, and so the 3 of you will want to find 2 days and times that you can call each other and do a check-in. And what happens in a check-in is a few things. One, you want to name what it is that you're committing to working on over the next few days. So since you talk to each other twice a week, you'll have about 3 days or 4 days in between each check-in, ideally. And so you'll want to name to each other what it is that you're committing to working on in those 3 days. And you'll record that on the contact sheet itself. There will be a tab for the contacts. It's an Excel spreadsheet, so the tabs are at the bottom. So there'll be a tab for the contact sheet, and then there'll be a tab for each group, group 1, group 2, group 3, and group 4. And you'll input the date, and you'll input for each of you what you commit to working on over the next 3 or 4 days. And then when you call for the second call and do your check-in, you're going to be each other's accountability partners and really root each other on and inspire each other. And, of course, when you know that you've got 3 days to do something, it helps to give you a container. It helps to give you a deadline that you've chosen so that you really call the best out of yourself and step up and step forth and show up and do what you said you were going to do, because you know that in a few days' time you have another check-in where you'll be accountable for what you committed to. And, of course, on that next call, you'll check in and say what it is you did, and if there is something that you didn't do yet, you'll want to acknowledge that and recommit to doing it over the next 3 or 4 days, plus add any additional things that you're committing to for the next 3 or 4 days. So one of the first things you do in your check-in call is to name what you're committing to over the next 3 days, what you're going to work on. And to check in and say, yes, I did everything from those last commitments. I completed all of those things. And now for the next 3 or 4 days, I'm committing to this. So it's all about what you're committing to and reporting back about completing all of it or completing most of it, and you left this out for whatever reason. And so that's piece 1 of the check-in call. Piece 2 is to be able to ask each other questions for clarity, for support. So, hey, in that last video, when Dana was talking about such and such, did you think that it was a good idea to do A, or did you think it was a better idea to do B? You know, any kind of questions that you might have and you want to have a sounding board or a brain board, you've got two other people that you can check in with and ask some questions to. Get some ideas, get some feedback. Three, you'll also be able to use each other as document review buddies. So whatever it is that you're creating, I call it document review, whatever it is that you're creating, you can ask your other partners, hey, can you take a look at my call script questions? I just came up with a list of 20 questions, and I just want to have another pair of eyes on it. Does it sound good to you? Am I missing anything? Can you think of anything else I can add? Or, hey, I just created 10 mini stories. Would you guys take a quick look at it and let me know if they seem clear, if anything's confusing? And then you can either stay on the phone and do that with each other, or you can, you know, email it to each other or put it up on a Google Doc and share it with each other and then get back to each other, whether it be on a one-on-one phone call, whether it be by email. So you might say during the check-in call, hey, will the both of you look at my 10 mini stories? And you can choose to say, and just email me back if any of them are unclear. Or you can say, and then would you be willing to do a one-on-one call with me just to give me your feedback, and we can schedule that separately? So you can set it up however you like. And those are some of the three most useful things that you can do with and for each other in your small tribes is to, like I said, one, speak out your commitments, and you're going to write them on the contact form. And two, week by week, do a check-in of, did you fulfill all of your commitments from the last call, and what are you committing to for the next 3 or 4 days? If you did not, by the way, fulfill all of your commitments that you committed to, one of the things that is useful for you to do is to name what got in the way and how you can try to work around that type of obstacle next time. Because it's good to get in the habit of creating a commitment and then fulfilling on that commitment. And yes, sometimes something completely unexpected happens and there's no way around the obstacle. It's just a fluke, right? It's sort of a one-off. You know, my father went into the hospital and I needed to spend 3 days by his bedside. One of those fluke kind of things. Still, if you can think of some way that you can have a workaround for that obstacle in the future, it's a good exercise to do so, because when you're carrying a business and you've got students and clients and whatnot that are depending on you, even when stuff happens in your world, it can be good to look for, I wonder if there's any kind of workaround that I could just eke into a situation like this so that more gets done, right? And so I just lost my train of thought, but I think I was in essence saying, yes, when you haven't fully fulfilled on one of your commitments, name what it is that got in the way and name how you can work around it next time. So, for example, if it's not one of those fluke one-offs and it was, I started working on what I said I was going to work on, and then I got this idea that I should also go post such and such on Facebook, and the next thing I knew I was on Facebook for 2 hours and I had used up all my time that I had to work on this. So next time, my workaround is, if for some reason I need to go on Facebook, I set a 5-minute timer, and when it dings, I get off no matter what. So part of your accountability check-in with each other is not only to name your commitments, and then the next week, name if you fulfilled on your commitments, but also if you have not fulfilled for some reason, to name what got in the way, and to try to come up with a creative workaround so that next time you try something different so that you're not allowing whatever it is that's happening in your life to overpower you. in essence, you are larger than the problem, and there's always a workaround. So I want to encourage you and give you practice at coming up with creative solutions. And you can, of course, tap into each other's knowledge and say, you know, this happened, and I can't think of a good workaround. Can you guys help me out? You're free to do that as well. So, again, we're reviewing what happens on the check-in calls. Step one, name your commitments and name if you fulfilled them. Step two, ask any questions that might need clarification or any questions that you might have. And number three, ask each other for support. Can you look over my questions? Can you look over my mini stories? Can you look over whatever and give me some feedback or brainstorm with me, or I'm really stuck on this. I just need somebody to be on the phone with me for a minute and help me brainstorm, like kick my creative juices in gear. Can I look at yours? Can you help me just try to pop a few ideas out? For whatever reason, my creative juices need a kickstart. So that's how you can use your twice a week check-in calls with each other. I'm going to pause there for a moment. Are there any questions on that? Please raise your hand by pressing 1 on your dial pad. Okay. Meryl, hi there.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, been real busy. The question I did have, I think I heard from my head speakers. So commitment number one, get a new headset. And the question I was, didn't quite hear was, did you also want us to role play with one another?
When it comes to your free consults, and mm-hmm. later on when it comes to doing your talks, and I give you the template for how to write a talk, and then you need to practice your talk, you can uh-huh. definitely role play with one another. So you don't have to only role play with those in your tribe. You, on this contact sheet, you're going to have access to everyone's contact information in the group. And so even though you have these twice a week check-ins with your sort of smaller tribe, your more intimate tribe of check-in folks, sure. you can actually contact everyone in the group for
awesome.
doing a practice session with you on your free consult, for doing a practice session with you if you're going to practice one of your, let's say, 10-minute talks, half-an-hour talks, things like that.
Okay, good, because one of the things I found helpful was when you and I did some role-playing on the script, just hearing, being able to say it to someone who you're not trying, and I hate to use the word trying, who you're not actually working to see whether or not they're a fit for your business as a customer.
Right.
Just to have someone who you can just get some general feedback from, that pressure is off, you're not trying to close anybody or anything, you just want to kind of get some direct, well, how did this come across? That was very helpful information, and I'm more than happy to do that.
Great. Yeah. And keep in mind, as I said, pardon me, in the video, I think I said this in the video, some of you are going to feel like you just want to get out there already and you don't feel the need to practice with any of your other participants, your other colleagues in the group, and you're ready to go out there and just start doing it with real people in the field, so to speak. And you can absolutely go do that. You don't have to practice with other students and other colleagues in the accelerator. And for those of you that want to practice with other students and colleagues, you absolutely can. So I'm not saying that you must. However, you're available for each other. And keep in mind that when you are bringing your first, let's call them real world people, like not friends, not students in the program, when you're bringing your regular old real world people in for your free consult, remember that even with those people, you are not trying to get sign-ups right now. You're only trying to get practice with real people. Real people.
So that takes some pressure off a little.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
real-world people, you really don't need you really don't need to worry about even trying to do that. You're basically looking just to kind of like get comfortable with doing that as well. But it sounds like that little baby step of having a group to play with is and work with.
It's available if you want to take it. And the best way to do this is to book as many calls in a day as you can, and as many practice calls, and to book as many as you can day by day. So what I learned for me personally is I can do about 4 free consults in a day, 4 or 5, throughout an entire day and evening, and just space them out a little bit. And the best use of your time right now is if you're going to elect, well, no matter if you do it with each other as students or if you bring in some friends and also just some strangers, you want to try to fulfill on booking those 4 or 5 calls every day from here going forward. Now, that doesn't mean if you don't book 4 or 5 calls in a day, you failed. What it does mean is you're going to make the best use of your time if you work with that template in mind. Because then if you only book 3 calls in a day, you're still getting 3 new calls under your belt. And so if I were you right now, I would, there's about 13, at the moment, there are 13 students that I think have officially started in the program. So I would contact, if you're planning on wanting to use your colleagues as some of your practice sessions, then I would plan on contacting all of them, you know, tonight, tomorrow, and booking as many of those calls this week as possible, and as many in a day as possible, reaching out to some friends, trying to get those booked this week, and just do them in quick succession like that. Don't space them out over 2 or 3 weeks. Try to book them all this week as best you can. Because the quicker the repetition, and you're not spacing it out between days, you're going to learn faster.
Gotcha. And so you're going to send out a list of everybody?
Faster. Yes. I'm about to do that. I was just finishing up setting up the document so that each check-in call that each group does, everybody posts what they're committing to each week. And what they're, if they accomplished it, if they didn't accomplish it, et cetera, the following week, it's all going to go up on the sheet. That's in part so that I can also see what everyone's up to, if anyone's getting stuck, et cetera. But it's also because not only are you committing to each other and you're committing out loud by speaking it, you're also committing by writing it down. So there's all these different measures that help you to stay in your A game.
You don't have to completely depend on yourself.
Yeah, studies show that people are much more successful when they're doing something together with other people in terms of, say, like their weight loss, their exercise, that people will stick to their exercise plans when they have other people that they're basically reporting to, they've got to show up for. So if I know that twice a week I take a walk with Mary, then those 2 days of the week, I got to put my jogging shorts on and my jogging shoes and get out there and meet her. And because that expectation is there, because that appointment is there, it helps us to unconsciously just be more in our A game and more in the flow of getting things done. It's in large part an unconscious thing.
Okay.
But it's a conscious thing too. So yes, speaking to the whole group, try to book as many calls as possible this week and just start going. And if you don't have all your questions in place yet, that's okay. If you don't have all your mini stories in place yet, that's okay. Because as you're doing these practice calls, you will organically think of some questions in the moment. And when you do, you can write them down. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. And when you're organically talking to people, you suddenly might remember a story that you didn't remember when you sat down to write those stories. Or maybe you haven't sat down to write the stories yet. Don't let that slow you down. Book your practice calls. Start doing them. In the moments in between your practice calls, go back and try to write some mini stories. But stay in action. And I'm talking about the big action here, because the littler action is coming up with those questions, coming up with your mini stories. The big action you want to have your attention on right now is booking those practice calls. And doing them, naturally. But don't let anything slow you down on that front.
Awesome. Okay.
Fantastic. Good. Good question. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody else? Follow-up question? Comments? Anything you want to celebrate? Share with the group? No hands are raised, so does that mean that, I'm guessing that means that the stuff that you need to do to make the template yours, to make that free consult template yours, is clear enough, that there was enough clarity on the videos that you can move forward on creating your questions and creating your mini stories. I'm assuming then, also by your silence, by the no raised hands, that what I just said about the contact sheet and how the check-in calls should flow is also clear? Okay. Any hands to raise for anything else whatsoever? Questions, comments? One of the things I want to make sure everyone has done is to introduce yourself on the Facebook page. So make sure that you have done your little intro, posted a photo of yourself. The Facebook page is meant to be a place also for community support where you can upload your documents and have each other comment on them and look at them. It's a place where you can ask questions and have, you know, everybody in the whole group have their eyes on the questions. So that's just another method where you can stay in contact. And so in essence, you have three. You've got the Facebook group, where you can be in communication with each other and ask for and give support. You've got your small tribes, where you are basically you're each other's accountability pods. And you've got each other's emails and soon phone numbers so that you can call each other or email each other or text each other. Keep in mind that there's three folks that live in London, and the rest of the folks, I think the rest of the folks live in America at this point. And so notice that calling and texting charges may be different. You might want to use Skype. You might want to use an app that lets you text each other without cost when you're texting across country lines, like WhatsApp, W-H-A-T-S. APP, WhatsApp, it's just one of them, where you can text each other. And I'm actually just going to go around the room and unmic everybody. I mean, mic everybody. You might hear some background sound for whatever's going on in anybody's house, but all of your microphones are on, so you can all hear each other. We've just got a moment for open forum for any questions, comments. Right now we have Mary in the group, Anne, Heather, Meryl, and Leah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello, all. I have a confession. I'm about 2 weeks behind. I haven't done anything because I had a birthday and had too much fun.
You had a what?
I had
I'm on the same boat with you. and sorry, Mary, what did you say? You had a what?
I had a birthday, and I had too much fun.
Okay. All right, awesome. Let me see. Okay, y'all are in some different... Oh, I need to change that around a little bit. Some of you might be in different groups, but yes. So speaking to being a little bit behind, when you do get into your accountability pods with each other, do make a commitment of how you're going to catch up. You know, life happens sometimes, we get a little bit behind. However, there's not actually a whole lot to do in the updating of your free consult template. It's not like there's huge amounts of changing of the template that you need to do. There's only mainly two sections where you need to make changes. So that's good news. And yeah, just a sidebar. So Anne, you were saying you too, honey?
I thought I was the only one like super behind, but it's just like, yeah, I had like three birthdays of all of my family and including myself, and then just time just seems to like whiz by, and it's like, no, I'm so behind. Yeah.
That's one of the ways that, of course, you can help each other in your small tribes is part of being able to run your business in the future is time management and life management, life, you know, stuff that comes up in life management. So help each other out. Help each other out with coming up with obstacle workarounds. What do you do when there's all of a sudden three birthdays? What do you do when it's your own birthday? How do you make sure that you're still carving out time to make sure that you're respecting your time and keeping up with whatever's going on, right? We do want to build that muscle in each of you, because once you start getting clients and programs and all those things are rolling, you've got people to answer to, so we want to make sure that you're building that muscle now and growing some skill in that area before you start to have this, you know, pulsing business with all these people waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So do help each other out with that when you get together.
And the pods, I'm sorry, I'm so bad that I don't know who's in my part are still. I just sent a request to Lori if she could send a Facebook invite to a different address so that I can finally introduce myself.
I already sent the invite to you, and it looked like the group accepted you.
Oh, I asked if it could be sent to a different email. I don't know if it was the one, because I do remember getting one on my main email, but the Facebook page.
Well, there was,
is
right, there was
actually, email?
There's actually a way that I was actually able to add you without using your email, so you're already in the group. If you go to your groups link on your Facebook page, type in the Freedom Formula, or just scroll around and look for it. On my dashboard, it says you're already added. You were added 2 weeks ago.
Okay, I'll check again and look. Thanks.
Yeah. I saw that Meryl just posted his. Oh, Aaron just posted his. Heather posted hers before. Mary posted hers before. Jenna's in there. So all our Londoners are in there. We don't have Leah yet. Might be because Leah and I might not yet be friends. Regular old friends on Facebook, and therefore I can't add her if she's not already on my friends list. It's true. Leah, you're here with us. I just sent you a friend request. On Facebook. So yeah, the floor is still open for anyone who wants to say hi, share, check in, whatever it may be.
I think it'll be fun when we can... if we do some joint ventures with each other in the future.
Yeah, what about them?
I just think it would be, it's just something on my mind for the future.
That you want to be able to do those in the future?
I mean, if they just naturally occur, that would be something that's nice. Because we're working with each other, we're going to know each other's business and have that connection.
Yeah, I will be helping each of you. I will be making, there's a section on setting up your affiliate program,
mm-hmm.
which is how you basically can have some joint venture stuff with people and have them refer to you and send referrals your way. So you'll have a system for tracking that, and that's a great way for each of you to start helping each other grow your businesses, is to refer your own colleagues, friends, family. When you go out networking and you meet somebody who's looking for something that someone else in the accelerator does, you can
mm-hmm.
send them customers. So that will be an upcoming video.
Oh, good.
All right. It looks like everybody doesn't have questions, because whatever video you've watched up until, you don't have any questions on any of those videos yet. So remember, you've got that questions page inside the accelerator so that you can ask questions the moment you have them, and I can either email you back a response or I can make a video answer. And tonight, I think tonight, I'm going to try to put up two new videos that came from questions that I received from Heather, actually. So I just shot a video on your welcome email. I created templates for everyone so that you can just copy and paste the template I'm giving you and make the slight changes that you want to make so that it fits who you are, what you do, your clientele, so that you will already have your welcome videos ready to go. I mean, welcome emails ready to go for when you have client signups. And then I also created a video on what are the free conference call lines that you can use so that you can already have something in place for your virtual group programs. So many of you, your smallest package is a group virtual program. And so there's a bunch of free conference line services that you can use, and they each have different features, and some of them have screen sharing. And so I've gone through and talked about that a little bit, showed you the four that I've used many times over the years, as well as another resource for screen sharing when you need to hop on and teach your clients or your students anything. You can screen share easily and quickly. So those videos will be coming up, as well as your contact sheet. I'll be sending out your ability to hop onto the contact sheet, input your phone number, and you'll want to email each other and set up your which days do we want to do our check-in calls and at what time. Spacing it out every 3 to 4 days.
Dana,
so,
I'm going to call you the tilt the world because I'm getting dizzy.
What are you getting dizzy from, my darling?
Oh, no, it's just, it's a lot. It's wonderful, but it's a lot.
Oh, which part?
Oh, all of it. It's just wonderful, but it's, you know, it's. I'm not complaining. It's all good.
Just learning new things, you mean?
Yeah. Just the anticipation of everything, yeah.
I'm trying to keep it more portioned out and slower here in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
As you're setting up your foundational bricks and we're building your staircase. And the staircase to the top of your temple. So once I think you have each other and you start having the ability to check in and talk to each other and get feedback and help each other out, that should also help with your ability to digest the new things that
mm-hmm.
you're learning. I always want to, you know, feel free, each of you, to give me feedback on if things are going too fast or too slow. The last time I did that check-in, some people said, no, I'm ready for some more content, and other people said, actually, I'm not, I'm a little bit behind, I'm not ready for new content. So it's usually a matter of somewhere in the middle. But if everybody suddenly says, whoa, we got to slow down, then I know we got to slow down for whatever reason it may be.
Okay.
By the way, in terms of what makes it feel like a lot right now, what is it that you're working on that seems a lot, I guess we can say, to use your words?
It's this, but it's also external stuff. Like I have people who expect me to have a website, potential clients, and then I also just got a client who's going to be really challenging, and so my head's kind of spinning with that about how much time that's going to take. Yeah, so I mean, it's good problems to have, but I'm just thinking that when I get in my little pod, I'm probably going to be slower than everyone else.
Gotcha. And that's okay. Keep in mind that when you're committing to what you're committing to what you're committing to over the next 3 or 4 days and what makes sense for you. I do encourage you to not undercommit and really kind of choose these wimpy commitments that really kind of let yourself off the hook and don't really challenge you. I don't want like a practice of wimpy commitment making. But also don't bite off more than you can chew and then constantly have to show up saying, I wasn't able to do almost any of it. I think I'm overcommitting to things. So
okay.
For each of you, it's not that you're supposed to have the same commitments. Every person has different commitments that they make each time. And you're, you know, like you said, flowing with your life and asking each other, how can I be better at time management? I need some help with working around these obstacles. What can I do?
Okay, sounds good.
Oh, Dana, yeah. I just have to share one thing.
Yeah.
I used Wunderlist to do grocery shopping today. I've never done that before. And it was great. It was actually, it really didn't have to pull out pen and paper, which I always seem to lose, but was able to get through and knock things off and see what worked and didn't work. And I applied that also to the Google Calendar. So, you know, I've already known about time management and using the tools, but actually having to go out there and actually use it within your daily life actually made a kind of a, I guess, a neural difference.
Awesome. I love it. Nicely done. Congratulations for testing it out with grocery shopping and getting to, you know, practice using the interface.
Yeah. That's basically what it came down to. I just want to dive in and get it done there, too. I will be sending you, I didn't know if this is personal or not, but I'm going to send you some questions about just suggestions how you would use Facebook as well. So I'll email that to you. If you want to show the group, you can do that later.
Did you say that you have some questions that you're
going to email
me?
I have questions about some things. I'm going to email you that. Well, I'll just put it through the accelerator. Just some sources you use to kind of get master Facebook.
I'm sorry. Are you, just so there's a distinction, when you have questions, there's a place inside the accelerator where you can ask those questions?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place to send me the questions.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Just give me a heads up that I will be sending you questions on that issue.
Okay. And, oh, I see. Leah's hand is raised. Hi, Leah.
Hello. I had a question. Well, first, I don't know maybe if you had talked about it on the last call or when it was talked about, but I didn't know that there's any type of accountability groups that were set up. How did that work out, or when did that happen?
I just started putting them into place now because different people were slow to get started in the first month, and they had different reasons that there was delays and things like that. So I just put together folks into their smaller groups, and I'm just about to send out the access to the Google Doc where all that information is stored.
Oh,
so it hasn't
okay.
gone out yet.
Good. I didn't know if I had
yet.
Like missed out on that email.
Nope.
Or anything.
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
It's about to go out.
Oh, okay.
I did
great.
Just friend you on Facebook, though. So look for
yeah,
my friend request.
Yeah, I saw that. And we have
and
like,
I tried to add
friends.
You to the group. Yeah, I know. And I tried to add you to the Facebook group as well. So look for an email that allows you access.
Okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then I had another question because, so in my coaching program that I had gone through, we basically what you're calling free consultations, we had learned free exploratories. And then, so I guess I was comparing and contrasting it with like what I learned in my program, which I think was just a lot, it was like a lot simpler. Like it was just like a three, yours is three too, like a three-way format, but it was like,
yeah. Oh,
it's like you ask questions, it's like, what do you want, what gets in the way of what you want, and what would the results be that you've achieved what you wanted, which I mm-hmm. feel like is kind of like the way you have it set up, but then I'm wondering, I guess I'm like, because I was used to practicing in a way that is a lot simpler, I'm like, well, I'm like kind of nervous to try your method because I'm like, does it like, because you have like a lot of questions and then it's like these goals and I'm like, and I have a fear like it's too complex, like there's too much going on within like one consultation. Does that make sense?
Yeah. If you've been shown a model before that was very short and small, then naturally when you see something that's fuller, you know, you might have that thought. And as I said in the video where I was introducing the formula,
mm-hmm.
the formula has been designed and the different elements are there for a number of different reasons. Each element is there for probably multiple reasons. And so it's not simply like the format that they're teaching you, the questions that they gave you in the exploratory session was actually more like a sample coaching session.
Mm-hmm.
The questions that they gave you are coaching questions. And
mm-hmm.
what happens when people give sample sessions as a way to sign up clients is that they don't get very many sign-ups.
Mm-hmm.
The sign-up ratio is a lot smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that this is formatted gives you a lot of information. You're almost like interviewing the client. And I've not run into people who said like, wow, this is way too full. Like they usually say like, wow, you just gave me so much value. And like you took me through all the mindset stuff. We went and explored all these root causes. And I totally see why I want to work with you now. So you're giving them a much fuller experience while also getting the opportunity to deeply interview them and learn about them, while also
mm-hmm.
giving them a lot of coaching and change work, because that's built into the formula, while
mm-hmm.
also giving them an experience that's a much fuller experience of working with you and some of your talents and skills, while also working with the psychology of how people make purchasing decisions. So I could go more deeper into all of those elements, but suffice it to say that the formula integrates a lot of different important components that if we start taking those out, you have less sign-ups is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And or people sign up for smaller and smaller packages because they haven't built enough trust with you yet.
Mm.
You're not giving them a deep enough experience with you yet. And so they feel hesitant. They don't want to sign up. It just feels like they haven't gone deep enough with you as a person to build that rapport, to build that trust, to build that likability.
Mm.
And so that's why the general format of your first coaching session is free, and then at the end of it you say, well, would you like to work together, doesn't tend to really get anywhere near as many signups as this format.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Even though it might be new to you and it seems like, whoa, this is a lot more questions than I'm used to, keep your trusty, you know, formula right next to you on the phone. You can actually keep it on your computer and
mm-hmm.
type in their answers under each question.
Yeah.
If you take notes that
way. I like what you said about that around, like, building their trust and going deeper. I think that makes a lot of sense because I think there is a way where maybe the format I was taught, like, it's almost similar to the way that you have it, but I think I have run into circumstances where I will do an exploratory, and they're, like, all excited and turned on, and they're like, yeah, this sounds awesome, because that's the way, like, my coaching program was set up. It's like, oh, you're just going to get your clients turned on. But then it's but then they're like, wait, what are we doing again? They're like, what are you coaching me on? And I'm like, getting you turned on? And
right.
So I guess I like this. I like the way you put that. Yeah, so that was helpful. Maybe that is a block that I've had there that I hadn't realized. So,
yeah, as you try this out, and what I say to everybody is, just go with it. I've worked with this particular formula for doing these calls for years now, and I kept updating it and tweaking it as I learned from the clients what works better. Because sometimes in the moment, I would just be giving a consultation, and something just comes out of my mouth, just comes through me, and it lands so deeply and so beautifully. It has such a beautiful impact for the client. I'm like, whoa, this better stay, you know, I better keep this in here. And I've tested different things out over the years, given that I'm paying attention to all those elements I said earlier, like how does the psychology of purchasing decisions happen, and what do clients need to build trust and rapport, and et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
That it's been, this formula has been well honed. And so what I recommend to everyone is just go for it. You've got the formula right in front of you. You can print it out. You can take notes on it with pen and paper, or you can leave it on your computer, take notes underneath each question, and that way you have your intake form for each client already filled out because your free consult ends up being like an intake. And for the client's point of view, as you just said, sometimes clients are like, wait, what exactly am I getting? Wait, what are we working on? With this formula, that whole phase one is, getting completely clear on their goals, not only for you, but for them. So now they're like, okay, I know exactly what we're working towards because I've just named the three most important goals to me. And then in phase two, when you're exploring what are their roadblocks and what are the root causes of those roadblocks, they can very clearly see, oh, my gosh, yeah, like I never sat down and wrote all this out before, but I can see that I've got 7 major roadblocks to me reaching those 3 goals. And then when you say, hey, do you want to work together, they know exactly what you're going to work on. You're going to work on removing those 7 obstacles so they can get to those 3 goals. Now, the format and how you do it's not important. They know what you're working on.
Yeah.
So helps a lot with clarity.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I think I could probably start, I think clarity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
All
cool,
right.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks.
Awesome, thank you for the question. And yeah, to each of you, as you get used to, that's what I was saying, try to get as many practice sessions in, you know, this week as possible or next week as possible or between the next 2 weeks. Basically, just rack them in as fast as you can because the more you get through your practice sessions, the better and, well, I'll say the more and more comfortable you get and familiar you get with how this protocol works. And then it just becomes really natural. It's just going to feel natural to you because you know what's coming next. You're going to know the impact and power of what's coming next because even as you do this to practice clients, you'll feel the impact it has for them when they get to go deeply and explore their goals, when they get to explore with you what are the obstacles and what are the actual root causes of those obstacles that they didn't even think about, but you were able to pull out because, you know, you've worked with this kind of stuff more than they have.
Hey, Dana.
So, yes.
Oh, I wasn't sure if I was muted or not. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Do you want to finish what you were saying?
Go for it. I think that's clear enough. I think.
Okay. I have a question about the format of the questions, and I love it because you know I know it's what you did with me when you interviewed me, and I could see how you were leading me psychologically. But I have a question about what if I'm dealing with clients who are more pragmatic and there's a lot of coaching aspects to this and I don't see myself as a coach per se. So what if I'm dealing with someone who's more pragmatic? Like you know, a heating and air conditioning contractor or a lawyer, and they're going to say, well, I don't really want to discuss this philosophical stance. I just want to know, can you get me on page one? Can you get me to leave? Like, what am I, you know, that's my little concern I have. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's a good question. And one of the things that you'll want to do is to stay the leader of the conversation. The leader sets the tone of the conversation. The leader makes other people comfortable in the conversation by how they lead the conversation, how they handle any questions or objections. So there's definitely times that, forget coaching, I've worked with people who are just pragmatic people, and going into that realm of, you know, stepping into the future and checking these things out and how does this connect to other things in your world is not something that they've done before. They're not familiar with it. And so how you are a leader in that conversation helps people to step into that piece of it, because when people haven't looked at the interconnections yet, they don't have all of the big picture yet. And if you guide them by saying, I'm going to do some quick mindset work with you because it's going to help me get clear on all of your goals and how your goals interconnect with other parts of your life, and it's going to help you, because whenever I do this mindset work with people, it helps them be able to actually achieve their goals better. So think of me as like a performance coach, the way that Olympic athletes have a performance coach. I'm just going to do a little bit of performance coaching with you, which helps me get clear on your goals, as well as how the goals interconnect with other parts of your life and your world. And it's also going to do some mindset work for you, such that you're more likely to achieve your goals after we do this next 15-minute process. And when you set it up that way, if that's how, you know, if you find that you have somebody who's like, well, wait, I've never really run into this that much, because it's in how you set the you know how in the beginning I said, in the beginning of the format, there's actually a couple paragraphs of you introducing how the session's going to go? That is there for a reason. In the past, when I didn't have that introduction, that's when people would say, wait, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? I'm lost. I don't know what's happening. Once I did that introduction in the beginning, everybody felt comfortable. They settled in. They knew what was coming. They knew that we were about to do some mindset work. And I've taught this format and this formula to people who are also in fields that have nothing to do with coaching. Mm-hmm. And initially, when they first see this format, they have the same question. How does this apply to what I'm doing?
Yeah.
What if people think this is weird? Like, I do get that question from people.
Yes.
And I say to them, no matter who you're working with, you are working with a human. I don't care if you're selling toilets or, you know, lug nuts. You're working with a human. And when it comes to working with humans, part of what makes them more able to have clarity to make a decision is to get them clear on their goals and how things interrelate in their life. So because at the end of the call you might be offering them the possibility of working with you, you're going to have walked them through some clarity work. And this goal phase is also about clarity work. It's getting them clear on stuff. So as you stay the leader in the conversation and just say, hey, so this is our time together. We're going to, you know, we're here together for your strategy session or your free consultation. And I encourage each of you to give your strategy session or your free consult a name of some kind that fits in with what you're doing. So in the case of yours, Heather, it might be something like, I'm making up a silly name right now, but I just want to give you a case example. The customer geyser session, right? And so it's a creative name that inspires some kind of concept or imagery. And in this case, it's you help people get more customers, and a geyser is like a flood, right? Customer
yeah.
outpouring
mm-hmm.
session, customer flood, you know, session, strategy session, whatever it may be. And so each of you give it a name of some kind,
mm-hmm.
and so then you say, hey, you know, this is our time together to do your customer geyser session, and for the first half, we're going to, you know, for the first part, rather, we're going to do a little bit of clarity work. I'm going to learn about your goals, and I'm going to be, you know, and you kind of explain the format. In the second half, you have free reign to talk about all the negatives, blah, 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 so let's dive in. And when you set the stage up like that, and then you're leading and guiding the conversation, people just follow.
Mm.
So if you come in real small and mm-hmm. meek and like, oh God, they're gonna hate me. They're gonna not understand why I'm asking this. And then you come in with this energy of like, so we're gonna do a little bit of goal clarity work. And so that means I'm going to ask you some questions. And if you're coming in that not nervous, but like not in leadership, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just kind of just saying it. Just say what's on the script. People will just follow because you're providing this free service to them, and this is the format of how you provide the free service.
Hmm.
And if anybody, for some random reason, does say, sorry, I'm a little confused, you know, why are we doing this goal thing, or why are you asking me to step into the future? You just go back and repeat what was in the beginning of that section, or just say similar stuff to what I just said, which is,
mm-hmm.
I need to get clear on your goals, and not only the initial goal, but how that goal actually links to other goals, actually, that are sort of invisible until we talk about them. And I'm looking at how all of this relates to your life. And at the same time, we're doing mindset work for you. This is the kind of mindset work that helps you actually achieve your goals. Think of it like a moment of a performance training, like an Olympic coach would do with, you know, their
mm-hmm.
best performers.
Okay. Yeah,
and
I like
it helps you, but it also helps me. I need to get this information. And then by the time you say that, people are like, oh, okay, cool. So.
I like it because it has a pragmatic sense to it too. It just explains it clearly. So I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So the more comfortable you are with just doing that intro in the beginning and just going into leadership and leading the conversation, people generally don't have much to say about it at all. Most of the time, as a practitioner, it's your fear that they're going to say that is tripping you up. In reality, people don't actually say that. You don't really run into it as much as you fear you might, because you haven't even gotten out there and tried it yet, right? This is all so
mm-hmm,
much, this
mm-hmm.
is a projection from your head so far. And that's really common for folks when they might first look at the questions and then they say, ooh, I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. Actually, go ahead and put your worries on the back burner and get out and do some practice sessions, because you'll find that because of the way that it's written, you're not going to run into a lot of the things that you fear you're going to run into because those are just sort of fearful imaginings.
Okay.
If you do run into something, then definitely bring it to my attention so I can teach you what to say if you run into a particular kind of response.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. We're already out of time to wrap up. So great questions, everyone. Always fun to have you interact with each other as well. I'll be sending out your access to the contact sheet. So be on the lookout for that. You'll be able to hop in there, add your phone number to the list. You'll be able to start emailing each other or even calling each other and saying, hey, let's set up our you know, 2 times a week that we do our check-in calls, and hey, I just wanted to reach out and say hi, you're not in my group, but I wanted to see if you'd be happy to do some kind of looking at my documents trade. I'll take a look at your specialties list, you take a look at mine, or whatever it may be. So do enjoy getting to know each other. And now that everybody is officially on board, it took, as I said, a little bit of time for everybody to officially get on board and get started. So we're looking good, everyone. We're looking really good. So any last final questions, comments? Looks like everybody's happy. Well, then let's have you all say goodbye all at once to each other. So everybody have a good one. Take care.
You
too. Thank you, everybody. Nice to meet
everyone. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Go out there and take bold action towards the life that you want, and don't let anything get in your way. Be unstoppable.
You are currently the only person in this conference.